My good friends, last time we learned the Shaar Atshuva. Let's just briefly review the beautiful words that the Chayyim has left us with in Perek Beis of Shaar Atshuva. He told us there's three kinds of tshuva. One tshuva is garnished. It's a nothing tshuva. It's a fake tshuva. The tshuva that a person does an aveira and he gets very upset with himself and he said, I'm not going to do this anymore. And as long as he passed by the McDonald's and he went and he ate. He passed by the movie and he went into the movie. He was out of the movie, so there's not any more money for the movies anymore. There's no more time for movies. So he said, oh, I feel terrible. I'm not going to the movies anymore. Till next Motzei Shabbos, when he saves up his money for the week and he has some time, because during the week he has no time for movies anyway. So I'm not going to the movies anymore. Right, his conscience bothers him. Ah, movies are bad. That's not called tshuva at all. That says the Ben Avichai is such a gewaltig galosh. It's like the thief. After he does it, he robs the bank, he makes a getaway. So Shteitzer was making his getaway. He's not robbing banks anymore. He has to make his getaway. Until he figures out how to get his next bank, so he's not going bank robbing and he's hiding himself in his safe house. That's called tshuva. It's nothing with nothing. It's just some temporary hiatus and it means absolutely nothing. See, most people are like that. So during a service made tshuva, we maybe Yom Kippur Katan even we come. You know, we feel a little bad, and that's on the agenda today of Kippur Katan. So during Yom Kippur Katan, we'll say slichas. But it's not real tshuva. It says nothing internal whatsoever. It's bepiv v'loy b'libay. It's nothing. That's the first tshuva. The second tshuva, he says, is better, but not, it's better, but it's a long way from the best. The second tshuva is ha'miskoymeim neged yitzroy al yedei sichloy. Revolution. Is a revolution. I realize that my Yetzirah is my big problem. I have a big problem with the Yetzirah, and I've decided I'm fighting. I'm not giving in all the time. I'm a wimp. And I'm going to do it. And I'm fighting. I'm going to fight. I'm not going to just give in to my Yetzirah. I'm going to fight a little bit. I'm going to fight. Sometimes he wins. Sometimes he loses. But Lamaisa, the internal desire to sin is still there. The person has not even addressed the whole subject of the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is as strong as ever. The Yetzirah hasn't changed the mashu. The Zelvi Yetzirah. The person doesn't really understand any better now why sin is bad. He knows you shouldn't. I know I shouldn't be doing these things, but he doesn't do the Dark Yetzirah. A person who does not study Hilchos Tshuva, he does not have a new bitterness over what, he doesn't have a new understanding how destructive sin is, doesn't have an understanding of that there's a process called tshuva. There's an internal process that can change a person. There's a methodology to transform. There's a transformation methodology. The person just sincerely said, I'm going to find my Yetzirah. The first person, Michal, wasn't finding his Yetzirah. He just did not there. I'm just, till the next time the Yetzirah comes around, I'm not doing sins. But he didn't do any tshuva, Michal. This person, etvos, he's doing tshuva. He sincerely feels bad. He really makes a decision to fight the, and he does fight the Yetzirah. But he has no tools whatsoever. It's a revolution. So I call it revolution without resolution. There's no real resolve over here. Resolve means a firm commitment that things are going to be different. I'm going to be different. My approach is different. And I resolve firmly that I'm not going to lose anymore. This person is not resolved. He has revolution without resolution. I'm going to fight the Yetzirah. I used to give in like this. I make it a little harder for the Yetzirah. I didn't say I'm committed to winning. I said I'm going to fight. The difference between saying I'm going to fight and I'm determined to be victorious. So our good president is talking, he's beating the war drums, and he's determined not just to fight Saddam Hussein, at least though he says, I want to destroy this man. I will not be happy till this threat is destroyed. And he is evil, And he's a big threat to everything we have. And I know that we gotta get rid of him. You people, everyone else says, oh, geez, because they haven't even discovered people are so stupid and they're so lazy and they don't want war. What's the tzaddikim, and these idiots, the anti-war people? They just, peace. They're too lazy. And they don't want to judge themselves, so why judge Iraq? The liberals don't like being judgmental against anybody. Why should I be tough on Saddam? I'm not tough on myself. So I'm going to be tough on him, I got to be tough on me. We're not tough on anybody. We do whatever we feel like. So let Saddam do whatever he wants. We're very tolerant people. We're tolerant. We can tolerate Saddam. We tolerate ourselves. We're walking time bombs. We're full of AIDS and schmutz and everything else. So we're also time bombs. And we don't want the president to destroy us. We're also destructive people. We're on drugs and we're on everything else. So why should we destroy Saddam? Then we have to destroy me. No. So the president at least speaks in terms of, it's not just a revolution against Saddam, I'm resolved. This man is evil and he's got to go, and I will not settle for anything less than total victory and his total defeat. That is tshuva, says the Chavos Levavos. The second level is not tshuva. It's only revolution, but revolution, a sporadic revolution, a revolution without any tactics, any strategy, no clear knowledge of the enemy. It's just, I'm not going to give in so fast. I'll fight a little bit. I'll skirmish. We'll have a little protest there. We're going to protest against the Yetzer Hara. I guess we gave in to the Yetzer Hara. We're going to have war placards, and we're going to do a little something as the Yetzer Hara. But it's not a whole plan. The only way to do tshuva, says Chavos Levavos, is Chelek HaShlishi. We have a comprehensive plan. So why was Lenin, of course it's all from the Rebbeinu Shlom, so Lenin, Vladimir Ilyich Lenin, comrade Lenin, why was he successful making Russian Revolution? Actually, number one, he had, there was a sheet over here. First of all, he based himself on Marx and Engels, and they had a whole book about what socialism looks like. They had a whole comprehensive new idea of what society should be like according to them. They had it all figured out. Everything, all the details of what kind of government should be, how it's elected, how it runs, how we distribute wealth, how we confiscate wealth. They had a system that was comprehensive, and they thought about it. They had an ideology. Big ideologists. And now they had ideology, and they had a strategy, and they planned it for many years, very cunningly, and they were determined to win. So it was their determination that won. So like Napoleon, not that, no, like the Duke of Wellington said after the Battle of Waterloo. Remember the good old Duke of Wellington, you're a man. So the Duke of Wellington was asked after the Battle of Waterloo, he says, they told him, Mr. Duke, Reb Duke, by studies that your troops were the brave ones and Napoleon's were cowards. He says, no, Napoleon's troops were brave and my troops were brave. His troops were brave also, just the mine were brave 5 minutes longer. We were brave 5 minutes longer. We were determined not to break. In other words, we were determined to go to the end and we're not going to flee. So revolution without resolution is a very schwach revolution. There's just a couple of protesters in the park with a couple of placards saying, down with war, up with peace, it's Narishkeit. They're protesting, but there's no plan over here, there's no resolution. To tshuva, a person has to have tshinoi. First of all, it says the Chavos Levavos, you have to have tshinoi tshuva. There's a process very clearly planned out, intricately planned out, down to the last detail. I'm going to do tshuva, I'm going to go through all the steps. I have to cover all my bases. It's a whole process. I'm resolved to go through the whole process. And I am resolved that I'm magbir sichloi al tavoisav. The person of tshuva is resolved that I want total victory of my seichel, my mind, over my taiva. My taiva, which is the Yetzer Hara's greatest tool, is my taiva. And once and for all, I make my mind up, there's no quarter given to Taiva. My seichel, which tells you the tithe is dangerous, is absolutely my biggest enemy, will not give tithe any place. It's amazing. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. The Yetzer always sneaks in. The tithe, unless you make that commitment, it's not going to work. Without resolution, it's not going to work. The more I think about this, I thought I was just going to say it over today and review it, but this is worthwhile going over again and again and again. It's unbelievable. This is a gewaltige statement. These three levels, it's a whole different tshuva. And I was about to have a lapsus lingua, a slip of the tongue, and say, "Why? I can't wait till Rosh Hashanah to do tshuva right this year." No! Got to do tshuva now. Can't wait till Rosh Hashanah. Got to do a tshuva now. Can't wait till Rosh Hashanah. Got to do it now. Today. Hayom. Hashivos alavech hayom. Today. V'yadata hayom. V'hashivos alavech. I can't wait. Have to do it immediately. Otherwise, there's no resolution. As he magbir my seichel over my taiva, and I have to get cheshma nevesh all the time. Here's what you have to do. So, the Chavis above us is laying out, again, we have to learn all the details yet, but if you want to know the comprehensive, succinct description of what this whole comprehensive plan is, it's number one. I'm going to do all the Tnoya Tshuva. I'm going to do it according to a process, which will be explained. And the first thing is I must make my mind over matter, mind over myself, or my taiva, over my flesh, mind over meat. And I have to make always a cheshbon nefesh, and think what I'm doing. I can't just do, I've been living blindly, compulsively. Everything I do, I don't think before I speak, I don't think before I eat, I don't think before I dig into taiva, I don't think before I think, I don't think before I think. I just allow my brain to have free stream of consciousness and start thinking all kinds of things. I don't think before I look. I don't think before I hear. I don't think before I desire. I don't think bechlal. So I'm going to do cheshbon nefesh. That's pshat, putting my seichel over my tivus. I'm going to be on the alert all the time to know the Eitzar is lurking every second out to get me. Lurking, always. He's right next to you. Both sides, not just on the right, the left too. He's on both sides of you, Mr. Coleman. The Eitzar is on both sides. And I'm going to be afraid of the Mibayri. I'll be afraid of my Creator. And I'll be Mizbayish. I'll be afraid of God and ashamed of God. And I'll think of how big my chait is. I won't poo-poo's. I'm a good guy. Look, come on, how big can the chait be? I went to shul this morning, God, but it wasn't just a regular Sunday, 8 o'clock minyan. This was 7:30 minyan. I davened for an hour and a quarter. I went to Chavos Levavos this year, and I went another shir today. I went to Chulin shir, and I did a couple of mitzvahs, and I went to the Chveis, the parliament, and then I went to Bikur Cholim, and I visited somebody. Then I wrote checks out to Tzedakah, and here it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so I ate without a bracha, so I blew it again. I didn't make a bracha. I didn't wash this design like a mensch. So such a big sin, such a big sin. I ate without a bracha. So I was geisel from the Rabbanu Shlom. So the Gemara says, "Kalaichom v'elvazek and the henabalei bracha." It's like you stole from the Rabbanu Shlom. Come on, that's like a metaphor, Rabbi. It's such a big sin. So I didn't make a bracha. I was so hungry. Look, I didn't eat anything. You know, I got up at 6:30 this morning to get the shul 7:30 on time. And it's 2 o'clock. I didn't eat anything until 2 o'clock. So I didn't make a bracha. Of course, I did. I said, "Mom, no, all right." I didn't say shame of malchus. I said, I did something similar, Rabbi. I got points for saying, for saying Hashem's name, Levatola. I said, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem's name without malchus. And Gabla, you are over on the seats of Shem Hashav. I was over one of the Ten Commandments. Pretty serious stuff, the Ten Commandments. Right? A bracha Levatola, I made a bracha without thinking. I made the wrong bracha without thinking. I made the wrong bracha. So, come on, I thought it was Mazinus bread. I didn't ask, but I thought it was Mazinus bread. I figured I have to wash the Yonsidayim. I'd make a Mazonos. I didn't bench. I didn't ask any questions. Well, I was in the rut. I was hungry, so I thought it was Mazinus bread. I can't ask. What do you want from me?
I want a lot from you, says the Rabbi Shlomo.
I want you to think before you do anything and be ashamed of me, afraid of me. I want you to realize what a big chet you did. You stole from me. You're a thief. You're a shoplifter. You're a plain ganav. People have gone to the penitentiary for less. You stole from me, the Rabbi Nishlolo. Me. Yeah, there's this sting operation. I'm always watching all the time. I put these stuff in front of you. I put this what looks like Mazonis bread in front of you to check you out. It's always a sting. Hashem's putting stings all the time. The sting is the Yetzara. And it's a very serious Aveira. Shein Shalom Al Vatala, eating without bracha, no deals your dayim for starters. That's from the easy Aveiras we do. Ashiyatzi, you killed again, another Ashiyatzi you didn't make. Or again, you just said Hashem's name without saying it properly, without kavana. The whole day we're being mavazed or Rabbi Shalom. It's like cursing God to make a bracha without properness, properly. Nah. I'm a grand film this morning. Eat tzedakah. Come on, what do you want from me? I paid tuition to my kids in school. No. You gotta do everything. This Yiddishkeit's all. There's no bargains. There's no, shortcuts. There's no such a thing as, well, if you're a frequent flyer in this religion, so you can cut a couple of mitzvahs out. And the Tzimun Shel Yad is good enough. You don't have that Tzimun Shel Rosh. There's no frequent flyer point. It's all or nothing. So that's the mizbeinus. You have to make a resolution. That's a big aveira. My aveiras are big. God is bigger. And my sins are in front of me all the time. I never forget them. I mean, but I do, of course. I did a lot yesterday. I'm sure. I know I didn't make a lot. I messed up a lot of brachas and during davening. Forget that brachas from food. The brachas kriyas shma. I garbled this bracha and this bracha. Brachas kriyas shma shmona esrei. I daydreamed in the middle of Shmona Esrei again. I was daydreaming. You know, I discovered a great thing. Now that I spent so much time in front of the Talmud, you can daydream while you're Shliach Tzibur also, by the way. I can even say the whole Chazar is a shot out loud and really not be there, I want you to know. It's on automatic pilot. Absolutely automatic pilot. I can do the whole thing. My mom is a genius. I can do it with Birkas Gehanim, with Modim, with a good Gishmak and Kaddish, and not know what I'm doing whatsoever. Just totally automatic pilot. That's it. So, Mama says, there's no kavana. It could be a bracha vatala also. So in Shemayim, my father ate a couple of mishgava. I think I'm making him happy. And Shemayim's looking at us and saying, hello, will you wake up, please? Will you be down with some kavana for me? And Shemayim, they're laughing at me and you. That kind of son you have? Boy, brain dead? That's the kind of education you gave him? The kind of chinuch you have? You want to have a schus from such a davening, from such a son, such a kaddish? Never. But of course I forgot about that. I've been doing it for 6 months like this, but I don't think about it. So we forget. So the side of truth is that we should remember our veris. Always, always, always. It really works. It really works. Actually, even one of you remembers. I did a big aver a couple of weeks ago. Even my knee was big, you know? I haven't forgotten it. Every time I want to be a Balgaiva, I think of it. I said, yeah. Balgaiva, huh? You want everyone to give you cover. Why is this guy standing up for the Rav? You deserve that someone stand up for you? You Balchait that you are, Balaveira? You deserve it? Don't be so angry. Didn't give you enough cover. Didn't speak to the Rav in third person, maybe, you know? It's not, where's this Derech Eretz? It's not kowtowing to me. Do I deserve kowtowing? You deserve a cow, that's what you deserve. You're nothing, you're moo, you're a behema, you're a cow, that's what you are. Behema, do an aveira without thinking, the Rabban says, that's why we're being karbonas from behemas, we kill the behema to remind us that if I act like a behema, like a dumb cow, without thinking, I deserve really to be shechted like the cow. Hashem Barachman takes the cow instead of me, but don't push it. So, the resolution requires a lot of his blindness, and my aveiras are in front of me all the time. I feel bad about them. I have charata about them. And I ask, Slicha Aleim, Kol Yimei Chayav Ayom Moso. Real tshuva is that I never stopped doing tshuva till the day I die. And for that very I did when I was 6 years old. The kids are supposed to remember if they hit their parents when they were six. The kid was angry at his tati and he hit his parents. His mommy, he gave him a zetz, a little 6 year old. So let's remember that the tshuva when he's 15 and 50 and 95. And the aveira. Any nivel peh, any whatever it did in your life, the whole lifetime tshuva. Ad yoy maisai. That's called resolution. Wow. I thought this was a review.
It's the only thing to me. Wow. Tshuva. Serious stuff. It's a lifetime of tshuva. So serious, no one else is here this morning. Just us. Now we feel good about ourselves, right? We're better than them, huh? So we're probably true. We know what the truth about tshuva is. So that itself gives us a discount now. A vitally something has a new way that we're not going to take our tshuva seriously because the only ones that think about tshuva is us. So we're better than them. So obviously I'm not so bad. Obviously my chatzam are not so bad because God must love me because I'm the only one who talks about God. No. There's satan. He is so brilliant. There's satan. He's got a program that's always a step ahead of us. He is, what's that called? Multitasking. He's a multitasker. He does many tasks at once. Okay. Says Rebbeinu Zalman, the Paragimel. Zok Rebbe Vachaya. So, if you want to do tshuva right, I just described to you the three different type levels of tshuva. You want to do the real tshuva. You want to do resolution tshuva, not just revolution tshuva. Well, here's how you do resolution tshuva. Seven things you have to know for sure. Brurim. You have to have seven cardinal principles of tshuva have to be absolutely clear in your mind. Number one. First, it has to be absolutely clear. It's probably the hardest thing to know and admit and affirm that I did an aveira. It was really an aveira. Yes, I did it. I did make a bracha levat tola. I did curse somebody. I did speak lashon hara. I spoke it many times in the last 15 minutes. I did speak, yes, it's lashon hara, clear. Motzi shemra. It was nasty. It was vicious. I was even like sachmoy. I was over in like Sisave. I was over on most of the Ten Commandments within the last 24 hours, probably, if I think about it. Like Sinov. Sinov has all kinds of connotations. You don't have to do adultery. And like Sirtzach has many connotations. Like Signoi. And Kibbutz Avein. And Shabbos. Come to think of it, I think I was over on just about all this. There's a Dibris. And like Sisa Shem Hashav is the Azhara for, is for saying Hashem's name of the Batala. You over and see the Shem Hashav, Baruch Matala. And I know the Yilcha. We can talk about that too. I'm not going to go into that. My Amunah was Shvach. Lots of stuff. I lied. It's also Abizrael, Eid Sheker, Lissambre Echaid Shoker. I gave false advice to somebody. I misrepresented. I made myself look holier than I really am. The kids, if I think of it, I was over in the whole Aseres of Dibris. And one day, easy. No problem. So the first thing is, as the Chazal of us, we have to admit that we did an aveira, and a lot of them. It's a real aveira. That's the Sutton's first strategy. I didn't do an aveira. I'm not a bad guy. Yes, Rabbi, I'll do tshuva. You say so, I'll do it, but I'm not really so bad, you know. I mean, I don't need it that badly. You know, I'll do it now. Look, I'm here, Rabbi. I came to Chavos Levavos. Those guys don't even come, those bums. So I can't be so bad. Someone's got to be good in the world. If anybody's good, it must be me. So my favorites couldn't be no bad. No, they're big. And, of course, I'm just jumping for a second, because he reminds us a little further on, the fourth principle says the Chavos Levavos, just because Hashem didn't slap you in the face today, and just because you got that big check in the mail, you got the big account, and you're making a lot of money, and it's going good, and everything's fine, and your children seem to be happy and healthy, don't think for one second that Hashem doesn't have a big sword hanging over your head, Rahman al-Islam. You're just waiting to fall. Hashem is waiting for you to do tshuva. He's giving you a little chance. Don't think for a second Hashem forgot. You want to forget? That's your privilege. Free choice. But Hashem don't forget. Hashem doesn't forget the quantity of Averis. He doesn't forget the quality of Averis, the Echus. He remembers it. It's all written down. And not only that, our neshamas signed on it. Our own neshamas signed on our aveiros in Shemayim. It's there. And Hashem might wait a week, a year, 10 years, 20 years. But our sins are stalking us. There's a stalker who is stalking us till the day we die, and you never know when the sword will strike, Rahman al-Islam. Don't be fooled by the fact that there's no instant retribution. Because there is. Hashem promises us that He is not Mevater. And whoever says Hashem just Mevater, Hashem just, He forgives automatically, that there's automatic There's an automatic process that Hashem, he likes me. And Hashem mevata means he presses delete. I believe in the delete button. I think, you know, there's automatic delete. You know, there's certain things that you have to want to just delete themselves. Delete themselves. I'm trying to get a lot of stuff out of my computer. This computer's a dangerous weapon. And no matter how much I try to protect myself, the stuff I want to get rid of. I get this new little message from my computer this week. You can't even delete this manually. But I get in emails and stuff. It's got to just delete itself eventually. It's gonna cleanse, it's gonna self-purge itself. I have no time to wait for that. But if there's a self-deletion in my computer, there's no self-deletion in my neshama. Hashem says, the laveiros do not go away by themselves. I don't take them away from you by themselves. You did a sin, you're gonna pay for it. Evil breeds evil. Sin breeds crime, breeds punishment. You will be punished. Guaranteed. There's no forgetting by Hashem. Hashem doesn't forget anything. He knows your aveir with the full color, the full knack, the full sound, stereophonic. It's in technicolor, stereophonic the sound. The vision is clear. It's three-dimensional, through and through. He knows it inside out. He's not forgetting ever, ever, ever. And be sure there'll be retribution in this world and in the next world. Unless you do tshuva. And the first step of tshuva is to admit that you had a big sin, an unforgettable, uneradicable sin that must be confronted. If you don't want to confront it, Hashem will remind us. If we don't want to confront it, Hashem says, I will not forget, I will not let you forget. For your sake, for our sake, I want you to be pure. I want to purify you. If you're lucky, I will remind you in this world. If you're not so lucky, you won't get the reminder until next world when it's too late to do tshuva. So you better pray that you get your reminder, a little slip from the bank, a little bounced check. So we get very annoyed when the bank sends us these $30 fees, $30 for one bounced check. Are we annoyed? And you know, right away, $30 for a bounced check. Wow, I deserve such a big and. For a little quarter they didn't put into the meter, I got $55 fines. Unbelievable. One quarter I didn't put in, that was over 1 minute. 1 minute. And the reason we get those kind of tickets is to remind us that Hashem says the same thing. You're over the speed limit by 1 mile, they can still get you. So serious stuff. And they're gonna get you eventually. If you speed, you're gonna get caught eventually. Be sure of that. So the first thing you say of tshuva is have no doubt that you did an aveira, we did aveiras. Ibavados, you have to know for sure. And David HaMelech therefore says until him, Nun Aleph, keep shoy on the Eda v'chatosi l'negdi tamid. The first thing is, I know my sins. Keep shoy on the Eda. I know my sins. I know it. And I don't forget it. V'chatosi negdi tamid. A corollary of Shivisi. Carly of Shivisi Hashem Negi Tamid is if I really believe the proof, if you want a litmus test that I really believe Shivisi Hashem Negi Tamid, that I really believe that Hashem is before me always, if Chatosi Negi Tamid, if my sins before me always. You know what Ramban says in the beginning of Vayikra that Moshe Rabbeinu had to beg, he had to mamish beg and plead and cajole and argue with Aaron to go step up to the Mizbeach on the very first day of Aaron's Avoda, because this was on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and months and months before that, on Shivas B'Tamuz of that year, Aaron HaKoyen was responsible for the construction of the Eger Hazav, and don't think for a second that Aaron was not broken to pieces over this. And it was Chatosi Negi Tamid, and therefore Aaron saw in front of his eye, says the Ramban, Chazal say it to the other, he saw a golden calf wherever he went, wherever Aaron went, he couldn't avoid it. He had this obsession. The man was obsessed with calves. He had calfomania. Wherever he walked, he saw a golden calf. And when he went to the Mizbeach, and he saw the karnos of Mizbeach, the reason why he had what called horns of the Mizbeach, was really, those are to remind us, you know why you have to do that? You know why you need to bring a carbon on the Mizbeach? Because once upon a time, the Jewish people, the Shugoyim, crazy people, they actually worshipped a calf with horns. And when I went on to the Mizbeach, he saw the horns of the Mizbeach, he saw the horns of the calf out to gore him. So he couldn't go. He could not walk up the Mizbeach. He felt like 2 cents. He felt like the most unworthy. I should be the high priest. I should be the low beast of high priest. Low beast, that's what I am. I'm a high priest. I'm nothing. I'm a sinner. I'm a machlis harabim. I let everyone else be the chet egel. I allowed it to happen. I chickened out. I even encouraged it. I'm bad. I can't forgive myself. Klai Yisrael depended on me and I didn't come through for them. They looked to me for leadership and I buckled under the pressure. I'm a sinner. Chatosi negdi tamet. Chatosi negdi tamet. Chatosi negdi tamet. Wherever I turn, I see a golden calf. I can't do it. So finally, Moshe Rabbeinu, his brother, with his brilliance and his very special powers of persuasion, persuaded him that, Fakert Aaron, this is your opportunity to be mechaper. You're right, your sin's all over. You're not supposed to remain with that. You're supposed to cleanse yourself and beg for forgiveness. So now, by doing the avoda is not made for perfect people, it's made for imperfect people. You got it wrong, my dear brother. That's why God gave karbanos, for sinners. That's what it's here for. Sacrifices are not for tzaddikim, they're for sinners. Tzaddikim don't bring karban chatos, whatever other things. So, you're the right man. You're a big Baal Tshuva. Good. You get up there. You be an example, a role model for the people, what it means, chatosi negdi tamet. If only a person like Aaron, who is shivisi Hashem negdi tamet, that Aaron, talking at God in front of him all the time, has his sins in front of all the time. That's the litmus test, how much Yiras Shemayim we have. How much, Yiras Chait. Yiras Chait is the sign of Yiras Shemayim. So that's the first thing you have to know for sure in the Avera. And then the second thing says, the Chavos Levavos, is that you should know the Avera was disgusting. You should know how ugly the Avera was. You think, well, I did an Avera, I'm a finer mensch. Now, if someone, you be accused of some very ugly sin, some kind of a scandalous sin, you'd be very embarrassed. Very embarrassed. So, people are very embarrassed to get caught doing dishonest things, but to do other kinds of stuff, lewd things, abusive things, molesting kind of things, so embarrassed, that's really disgusting, it's ugly. Ooh, you'd be so embarrassed. Someone in your family did it, you'd be so embarrassed. Someone in the family, some relative even, some close relative did something disgusting, we would be, feel like 2 cents, we'd be ashamed to walk in the street. So that's how we feel ashamed of any chait. We hold our heads high. We do Averis all day long. Again, we trample on the Aseres Adibros. We trample on the Ten Commandments all day long. And we still have the chutzpah, the nerve, to hold ourselves high. I'm a proud Orthodox Jew. I am a proud Jew. Do all kinds of Averis today. So you did some mitzvahs. So what? You rebel against God. You should be embarrassed down to the tippy toes. What you did today. You rebelled against Hashem. You did all kinds of things that are unconscionable and immoral. So how do you go around with your head so high and your nose up in the air? So the first thing is, you have to know that there, you did not there. Acknowledge that I did sin. And number two, I have to acknowledge that sin stinks. The sin was disgusting. It was a reprehensible, it was a disgusting thing. Thank God no one knows about it. If someone would know about what I did, my goodness, be all over. People knew, well, Rabbi would have a job for sure. I'd be tarred and feathered. They knew the emes about the Rav. Very embarrassing. I guess the only reason why Taka doesn't come out is Taka L'chavet the Tzibur. It would be such a design for the Tzibur to have a Rav like that. I guess that's why, that's the protection. That's why it's worthwhile being, as a little protection, being a Mazakas or Rabin. There is a thing called Mazakas Aravim Ein Chet Bal Yado. Hashem protects the Mazakas Aravim because otherwise the Ravim would suffer so much. So it's not so bad, this job with all its setbacks has a few perks. But I And every one of us should know the truth about ourselves, and we shouldn't have our noses too high, unless it's from the stench of ourselves, we're keeping the nose high to keep it a little further away from ourselves. So we have to know that we did not hate, and the hate was disgusting, abominable! And we'll just wind it up now with the third thing, and we'll definitely review next week in Mitzvah Hashem, and that is, the third thing we have to know is that we deserve an onesh for what we did. We deserve a punishment, and Hashem knows exactly what He's going to do to us. He's not forgetting, and the punishment will be coming. Don't worry about it. But then there's Kapor and Steve. We'll have a good note. So, do we have a minion to make a, do we have a minion to say Kaddish? Okay. So, fine.